愛式裏技英語をお聞きの皆さん、こんにちは、おはようございます、こんばんは、どうも石井テレビです。そして一緒にお送りするのはこの方。
Hello, good evening, good morning and good day. This is BJ Fox.
BJ、 なんと今回は90回目。
Welcome to the 90s, episode 90.
本当だ、90年代突入。90回目だよ、BJ! Wow! Was a long road だね。
It was a long road. The 90s tell me that. The 90s for me is a time of Oasis, the Spice Girls, Puffy. Puffy.
なんで急にパフィー、日本のミュージシャンが急に出てきたけども。
Rule of three. Rule of three. Oasis, Spice Girls, Puffy.
あ、なるほど。3の法則で3つ目をちょっと外したわけね。うん。
What were you doing?
90年代。
What were you doing in the 90s? What were you doing? Tell me.
I was singing and dancing to Backstreet Boys とかが流行ってたんじゃないかな。
Probably, yeah.
Tell me why ain't nothing but a heartache とかね。Yeah, I was in the 90年代でしょ。I was in elementary school, junior high school, a little bit of high school.
I was in secondary school.
What's that?
Oh, so in British English, we don't say high school.We say secondary school. It's from the age of 11 all the way to 16 or 18. One school, secondary school.
Hey, 5年? 5 or 6 years?
5 or 7 years, yeah.
5 or 7 years. Hey, so you don't call it like junior high school or high school? You call it secondary school.
Junior high school and high school together are one thing.
イギリスでは中学校、高校、日本でいうね、そこら辺の年代合わせて、セカンダリースクール。So, you call elementary school like firstly school or kind of...
Primary school.
そういうことか。プライマリースクール。いや、セカンダリースクールっていうからさ、ファーストリースクールかと思ったよね。プライマリーか。それ、セカンダリーの前は。ファーストリーじゃなくて。ファーストリー。だって、あ、セカンダリーか。Yeah. セカンダリーじゃないもんね。
Yeah. Exactly. Primary.
よくね話すときにね firstly, secondly って言うけど secondary だからちょっと言葉が違いました。失礼いたしました。 secondary school の前は primary school、 それが小学校に当たるんだね。
But as always, as we enter our ninth decade, we like to we like to look back at our last 10 episodes and just see those moments that didn't make the finalcut, didn't make the final edit. The bits that producer Ruben cut out.
はい。ninth decade 90回に突入したということで、今回も過去10回分のエピソードで本編に入りきらなかった、プロデューサールーベンの判断でちょっと番外編となってしまったエピソードだけどね、こっちの方が面白かったりするからね、そういったエピソードを今日はご紹介していきたいと思います。
The greatest achievement of the 80s was our French episode.
Well, 80s, 80代のエピソードで BJ が一番良かったと思うのはフランス語のエピソードね。ね、あれは楽しかった。
We did our second 外資系裏技フランス語 episode. And I think, personally, it was a success. It was a triumph.
Triumph も。フランス語だよね。アクトゥトリオンフとか言うもんね。
Yeah, well, we would say a triumph. Triumph.
Triumph. Triumph というのは勝利という意味ですけれども、外資系裏技フランス語。ね、1回目やった時はね、ちょっと、なんかね、ひどいものになってしまいましたから、もうね、二度とやることはないと思われていたんですが、ちょっとね、やってみたんですよね。ちょっと、フランス語を紹介するいい切り口を見つけたということで、ご紹介しましたけれどもね、英語になっているフランス語の言葉をやりました。よかったですね。
Yeah, five words of French that are in English. And of those five words, I think the most interesting one was carte blanche.
Carte blanche. はい、5つの言葉を紹介しました。もともとフランス語だけれども今普通に英語で使われている言葉、その中でもカフトブランシュ、白いカードという意味ですけどね、うん、直訳するとあれ面白かったですね、うん、だってカフトブランシュ、白紙、白い紙、
うん、
日本語だとネガティブだけど英語では好き放題、何でもやっていいっていう、そういう意味だったんですよね。
Yeah, so like you said, you know, in English,directly translated, you think it's white paper,、
mm-hmm.
but that's different from hakushi. White paper also means something different in English.、
Mm-hmm.
But we also found another very similar English phrase、that is kind of related to carte blanche. So let's listen to that.
Hakushi はだから日本語ではネガティブな意味だけど、
yeah.
まあ白いカード、白い紙、英語だと、フランス語だと自由に何でもしていいよという。
Yeah.
あ、ね、white canvas って言い方する？
White, yeah.
英語で。
Yeah, yeah. You can say white canvas.
Blank canvas.
Blank canvas. Sorry.
Blank canvas なんだ。Blank canvas.
But even ね、なんかおしゃれだよね。Even that's got a different, slightly different meaning. That means it's like open thinking. You can do whatever you like. It, but it doesn't necessarily mean you've got the power to do it.
へ
ー。Carte blanche is...like a kind of kenryoku,、うん、like you've got the power to do it, yeah.
はんはんはん、何してもいいっていう権利というか、
yeah.
権利を与えられたみたいな意味で、yeah. カフトブロンシュって使うけれども、blank canvas っていうのは、もうちょっとなんかクリエイティブなこととか、
yeah. Yeah.
何でも作りたいもの作っていいよだとか、yeah. そういった時に使うのね。Yeah. ああ、ちょっとまたそこも違うんだ。
blank canvas.Blank canvas, Terumi.
Blank canvas. もう中何も書かれてない真っさらなキャンバス。おしゃれだね。
Yeah, yeah.、うん、it's like a, it's a canvas. It's a piece of paper. It's got something that has no content in it yet,、
mm-hmm.
and you can fill it up as you like.
いや素敵。なんかね、私の好きなフィギュアスケーターがね、
mm.
あの、in the beginning.Anything is possible みたいなことを語り出すビデオクリップがあって、その時に white canvas って言うのね。
white canvas or blank canvas
って言ってたかな。blank canvas でも white canvas だった気がする。アイスリンクの上でそうそう滑ってるから、そうだからね、その白いキャンバス blank canvas にはこれから何でも描けるし、どんな夢もこれから叶えられるよ。というね、ような、そのようなメッセージをね、そのフィギュアスケーターは真っ白な氷の上で言っているんだけれども、ちょっと私の中ではそれとつながって、このフレーズはね、とても素敵だなと思いました。
And I think in terms of 外資系, in the terms of the workplace, you could look at, let's say, a new recruit, a new graduate.
新卒、新卒。
新卒。They, from a manager's point of view, they are blank canvases. You can train them up to be the most perfect employee.
Oh, 新卒は blank canvas だから、今から完璧な従業員に仕立てられるぞと。トレーニングすれば、あの、会社のいい従業員になってもらえるように、もらうようにトレーニングできるぞと。可能性は無限大。
Yeah.Oh, that's a good answer. The opportunities, the possibilities are endless.
そうとか、あと possibility are endless とか、今からこう何色にも染まってないとか言うよね、日本語では。
何色にも染まってない
。He hasn't、okay. have any color yet. So、
okay.
he or she can be like soaked. なんていうの、あの色がついてない。
Okay, I would say in English, I would say they haven't picked up any bad habits yet.
Oh, まだどんな悪い? Is it a bad, is it always a bad habit?
Not necessarily, but you know, one thing I've noticed hiring people、mm-hmm. is if someone's been in one company for too long,、
mm-hmm.
then they only know how to do one thing or
one way.
Do the、mm-hmm. thing in one way.、Which is maybe not a bad habit, but it's a habit. So often having someone who has a blank canvas is a lot more appealing.
なるほどね。 BJ はこう自分が採用側に回っていて、一つの企業であまりにも長く働いてきた人っていうのは、まあ、必ずしも悪い習慣ではないけれども、何らかの習慣、ハビット、まあ、一つのやり方でやってきているだろうから、まあ、どっちかっていうと、まだどんな癖とか習慣、仕事習慣がついていない人の方が、採用側としてはアピーリングなんですね。Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Blank canvas.
Blank canvas. But, He's a blank canvas. とか言うのかしら。
We also had a very interesting chat on the back pocket episode.
わ、バックポケットエピソードも面白かったね。
Yeah. Now, this discussion, this conversation was too long, and it was too personal to be included in the main episode. But I think it's very interesting.
なんかそんなあまりにも個人的な話したっけ? Did we do such a, なんだろう? Too personal conversation?
A little bit.
A little bit? わかりました。
Let's take a listen. Back pocket.
Mm-hmm. I see. 河野ゆう子さんか鈴木美希さんもおっしゃってましたよね。その仕事を必ずしも今すぐ就きたいわけじゃないけれども、面接の機会があったら行った方がいい。Yeah. というのも、やっぱ準備になるし、まあ、それが自信となっていざ本当に転職したいといったような仕事のインタビューの機会があるときに、自分がちゃんと安心して自信を持って臨むことができるということですね。So that's why BJ, I'm meeting guys from Tinder,
yeah.
which I'm not really interested, but still having a chance, so making the most of it.
Yeah, just to practice the phrase.
あれ?なんか変な空気になりましたけど。
No, that's good. No, I was about to make a condom joke about having a condom in your back pocket.
なんか BJ が珍しく下ネタのジョークを用意してたんですけど。
No, God, that's not going on.
That's so true! Back pocket!
There's a special pocket in the front of your jeans for that.
Ah, that's for condoms. This is the right size.
I always keep、But、a tea like... bag just in case I'm thirsty.
Such a British joke. だけど、あれですよね。Put it in your back pocket. まさに、ね、コンドーム的なものも、もう まさにいつで、いつどうなるか分かんないから、バックポケットに忍ばせておくべきもの、ナンバーワンなんじゃないですか?
Okay, that is for the lounge.
That is for the lounge. ラウンジパートにしときましょう。今のくだりはね。はい。There was this guy.
Yeah.
Sent me a message through an app,
yeah.
matching app.
Dating app, asking dating me, app.
Dating app, asking me if I was Terumi Ishii.
Yeah.
I'm listening to Urawaza Eigo. I wish I could talk to you. Blah, 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 blah. And I answered, yes, I am. Thank you for listening. And blah, 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 blah. And he never replied.
Wow.
Actually, he's my...4人目かな?バレたの。
On Tinder, on matching app, please. Dating app, please.
Dating apps, like, yeah.
Really?
I experienced 4 people noticing me.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why for a long time I didn't want to, like, do the apps.
Yeah.
But somehow I don't care anymore. So I'm putting on my face.
Yeah.
That's very obvious. That's me.
Mm.
But, and, そう、だから、バレるとか言うけど、日本語では。
Yeah.
もう結構バレてたり
して。
Busted.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, なんだろうな、そう、石テルミさんですかって言ってきた人は、4人ぐらいいるけども、なんか SNS に書いていた不届き者もいましたけども、But, それを気にしてたら進まないので、
mm. yeah.
I decided not to care、
yeah.
about it.But it's funny, isn't it?
It is funny. Did I tell you one of my greatest... So I met my wife. Is this going on the lounge? I don't know. But I met my wife on Tinder, which is a dating app.
But that's the fact that you, BJ, and your wife met on Tinder
yeah.
is the like strong thing that pushed me forward to start Tinder.
Gave you hope.
Yeah. So thank you so much.
No problem.
Okay, so you, sorry.
But before I met my wife, I think on Tinder you have like a, you get matched with people who have like kyotsu no shumi, like if you like the same page. And I met someone once who, they liked the comedian BJ Fox.
Wow, that's, いいね。話が早いじゃん。
Well,
だって、she's gonna meet you.
I said no.
Why?
Because, you know, she clearly has no taste in comedy.
She didn't have the taste in comedy?
She clearly does. If she likes BJ Fox, it's a very low level that she likes.
BJ Fox is a good person.コメディアンの BJ Fox を好きなだけであって本当の BJ Fox を好きじゃなかったみたいな話? Sorry, I didn't get it.
I think because, you know, from my point of view, BJ Fox's comedy, my comedy, is very low level.
なんてこと言うの?
It's terrible, really. So, if she,
what?
If she,
そんなこと言わないでよ。
If she likes that, then, you know.
そういう意味?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a, what do you call it? 自己嫌悪悪循環。
No, 嘘 BJ そんな風に Are you serious? BJ Fox を好きな女性は笑いのセンスがないっていうことを思ったってこと
Yeah.
Nah.
It's tough.
Did she really, did you really meet her?
I didn't meet her, no.
You didn't? Ah, okay. 会ってみたらよかったのに。
No, I just, no.
でもそんなコミュニティがあるのすごいよ、BJ. I wish I had mine.
Anyway,
Anyway.
Before producer Ruben gets angry, shall we go back to the episode?
Okay, yeah.
Do you think this girl saw you on Tinder and wanted to meet you, so she changed her bio to say her favorite comedian was BJ Fox?
No, no. But I do have a thing telling me, and I think I've mentioned this before, but I don't like when people laugh at my jokes.
そうなの?自分のネタを笑ってくれるの嬉しくないの?
It's,
それ、うん、it's what? Sorry.
It's some kind of complex.
うん、複雑なんだね。でもなんかちょっとわかるよ、その気持ち。なんか芸人としての私をすごい笑ってくれるから私のこと好きとか、そういうのじゃないよね、なんかね。Yeah. うんうんうん。でもこれはちょっと本当私たちにしかわからない、ちょっと特殊な感覚かもしれないね。
Yeah. But what's great is that my wife thinks I'm really boring, so perfect.
But she loves about you.
Yeah.
BJ, yourself.
She does, yeah.
Yeah, それがいいよね。
Oh, actually, quickly, in the clip, you notice I actually used the Wafu Eigo Apuri. I meant apps. Matching Apuri is dating apps. Anyway, tell me.
ちょっと待って、あれ、日本語ではアプリって言うけれども、英語ではみんなアップって言いますね。Dating apps.
Yeah.
Yeah. BJ さん、and I also noticed you said complex. Complex って複雑なんだよねって言ったんじゃないんだ。
I was talking about having some kind of mental complex.
日本語で言うコンプレックスがあるっていう意味のコンプレックスって言ってたんだ。Maybe I said in terms of complicated.
そう。Okay. No,
複雑なのがあるんだねとか言ってたわ今。Yeah. じゃあそれもちょっと、mm. すみません間違えてました。
で、But, うん。Quick update. How's it going? Tell me.
Sorry, I have a bad connection and I couldn't hear it. What did you say?
なるほど。なるほど。
Maybe I'm running out of time, BJ. I'm having a next meeting, you know, in about 3 seconds. So, sorry.
Oh, yeah, okay.
なんつってね。なんつって。なんつってですけども。Dating up はね、I met a few people, actually.
Yeah.
ね、なんか BJ がさ、言ってたじゃん。アプリで you chat with the person a lot, but the moment you see the person for real,
yeah,
and you realize, okay, this is not the person I was looking for, みたいな。あれ、ここまで話しちゃっていいのかな? So you thought, you know, you're wasting your time, you felt like that, so you decided, the next is going to be my last. Then you met your wife, right?
Yeah, and I did meet my wife on a dating app, yes.
そうそう、BJ は奥さんとマッチングアプリで出会ってるわけですよ。
Yeah.
うん、なので、まあ私もね、触発されてやっているんですが、やっぱね、ちょっと、I'm getting tired of it, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
You have to, like, send messages with many people.
Yeah.
ね。なんか趣味は何ですかとか、旅行どこ行きましたとか、映画は何見ますかとか、 なんかもういいよってなってきて、yeah. もういいよみたいな。
It's true.
I'm getting tired again.、Yeah. うん、そうね、疲れてるもの同士探さなきゃいけないのか分かんないですけれども、いや、ちょっとね、本当は you need perseverance.
Yeah.
ね。だけど、ちょっとまた、you know, I always have this wave.
Yeah.
Like when I feel like finding someone.But then, like, after a few months,
yeah.
then I get tired again and, like, まあいいやと思ってまた何もしなくなっちゃうんだけど、ちょっとまたね、飽き始めちゃってます。
Well, let's put in place some stretch goals.
はい、ストレッチゴール
Yeah.
を私のデーティングアップ事情に入れるんですか
Yeah.
何でしょうか
Some smart goals, maybe two messages per week. Is that too little?
Two messages per week だとちょっと少なすぎるよね。
Okay. Five.
Five、うん、だったら確かにね。まあ、うん、そうね。
うん、
やっぱり継続して行動、活動しないとやっぱ進まないからね。ちょっとずつはだから継続しようかなとは思っています。
Anyway, tell me, that's a good attitude to have. Just keep going. I am sure one day you will meet a very nice person.
Thank you.
Oh, but, you know, the French episode we mentioned was an open recording with members of our fan club, and it was great fun.
はい、外資系裏技エグゼクティブラウンジの皆さんと裏技フランス語の会話収録したんですよね。楽しかったです。Yeah. うん。
The live recording was in the evening, but usually we record in the morning.
はい、その時の公開収録は夜行ったんですけれども、ほとんどの回はこの外資系裏技英語の収録は朝やっております。午前中にね。
Yeah. I usually I get to work and I sneak off to a meeting room and we record for an hour.
そう、 BJ は会社のオフィスからね、ちょっとそろりと抜け出してなんか空いてるお部屋でレコーディング参加してくれますね。
Yeah. And this has caused some problems recently.
はい、なんか問題が起きたようですけれども。What happened?
Well, let's listen. I'm really sorry. I'm going to have to go. Sorry, I've pushed back. I have to talk to the head of China. okay, so hold on. So I've just been told I have to pick up a cake at some point. Let's really do this. Okay, sorry.
Cake?
Yeah, it's my colleague's birthday. apparently, they've delivered a cake to us. Okay. Okay, so tell me, you know, if you were applying for that... Okay.So I feel like I'm a bit stressed over this bloody cake. It's like I'm tracking, Uber's going to call me at some point. And if that's going to take a 10-minute job to get the cake. Okay. okay, let's go.
めっちゃイライラしてんじゃん、BJ.
Yeah. So the first one was with the interview with...Tatsuo Sakamoto, a fellow country manager, and I had another meeting I had to go to.
ね、坂本さんにせっかくインタビューをしていたところで、他に何インタビュー会議が入ったということで、
yeah. Yeah.
どっかね、ろくに挨拶もしないでいなくなっちゃったよ BJ が。
Yeah, I was like, bye, gotta go, bye.
すごいあっさりしてたよね、なんか今日ありがとうございましたみたいな時間もほどほどにして。パッといなくなっちゃった。
The second and third clip there was my colleague had a birthday and my HR manager in Singapore ordered a cake on Uber and I had to pick up the cake and the person could not find the building.
Uber person could not find the building.
Yeah. yeah.
And your HR in Singapore
yeah.
booked the cake in Japan?
In Japan.
すごいね。シンガポールの HR の人が日本でケーキを頼んで、Uber の人に配達してもらってたんだ。で、その Uber の人が迷子になってたからって言って、なんか BJ が、ちょ、ケーキ取りに行かなきゃ、ケーキ取りに行かなきゃ、ケーキの人がいるってずっとね、すごい世話しなかったやつね。大丈夫? Did you have a good birthday party afterwards?
It was about half an hour late.
あらま、え、そうだったの? Because yeah. of this our recording?
No, basically the Uber driver could not find the building.
Okay.
Because it's in Shibuya, I won't say where, but there's lots of buildings at the same address.
Shibuya にはたくさんのビルがあるからね。
And the person in Singapore had just put the, like, the banshee.
Ah, なるほどね。シンガポールで発注した人がバンチだけ発注先にお届け、あのお伝えしてて、
yeah.
ビルの名前まで書いてなかったんだ。 So the driver didn't know the name of the building.
Yeah, and even if you go into the building, then you know, you have the office entrance, you've got the shops entrance. So depending on which entrance you go to, you can go to different floors.
Yeah, anyway, that's so sure.
Yeah.
大変だったね。
Honestly, for foreign people, Japanese addresses are very, very difficult to understand.
Really?
Yeah.
外国の人にとって日本の住所はそんな難しい？
Well, there's no road. You've got no roads, no road names. In the entirety, in Japan, you've only got three roads.
There's a street has no name. だね。
Yeah, you've got like...
あ、street has no name. あれって何？日本のことを歌ってたのね。
Yeah.You have got, literally, you've got Meguro Dori, Komazawa Dori, and what's the other one?
Ah, hi, Kanpachi とかね、Kanjou 8号線、Kanjou 7号線とかね。
Yeah, and no other names of any roads ever.
いや、ないよ、ないよ。あの、道の名前とかないもん。
Yeah.
ないけど、そっか。外国ではすべてのね、every single road has its name.
Yeah.
あー、まあね。あ、そうか。そう考えると複雑だね。一応番号、番地、ね、ナンバー何号って番号は振ってあるんだけどね。
うん。
Where's the street has no name?
But it was a bit stressful. Anyway, that's the reality of recording this podcast. We do it in my office early morning and I'm trying to get it finished before I have to meet the next person.
はい。ということで、BJ が日本の住所が複雑なせいで、レコーディングの終盤めちゃくちゃ焦る事件が発生したというのをお伝えしました。でもね、ケーキも無事届いてよかったです。
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But can I also say, this last decade in the 80s, we made lots of mistakes. So many mistakes.
80年代、80年代と言いましたけども、80エピソード台では、many mistakes してましたか？
Yeah.You know,
本当？
Yeah.
まあまあまあよくねそんなこと言ったらあんまり言い間違えたりだとかあんまりうまく言えてないことなんかしょっちゅうですけれども怖いよ。 Who is making mistakes?
Well, in this case, it's me forgetting how to speak English.
あらどうしちゃった？
For example, if there are three nouns, say I like cars, bikes and buses, sorry. If they're three nouns, say I like cars, bikes, and buses. Obviously, you can't really put a phrase physically in your back pocket, but figuratively, Ruben, say it for me.
Figuratively.
But figuratively, metaphorically, you can put something in your back pocket. Not the same as a cost of cop. Not the... Or...Not the same as the cost of a cop. Oh, for f***ing sake. Sorry. Or you could say the same as the cost. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm just really conscious of the time. It's been going an hour already.
NG 集に入れましょう。
Okay. Or we could say the same as the cost of a cup of coffee, but instead say...
I could see that, like, it was not you not being able to speak English, but you were just, like, thinking, like, hastened.
Yeah, I was not multitasking very well.
Multitasking がうまくいってませんでした。ということでね、あの、English speaker の BJ でもこうやってたまに言葉が出てこなくなるということで、
yeah.
私が日本語じゃないや英語喋れなくなるのもね、当たり前だなという気もするし、私も日本語が母国語の人ですけれどもね、やっぱ、言葉全然出てこなくなることありますからね。
Oh yeah, oh yeah. We're gonna listen to some of your mistakes right now.
ああ、カエサルの来た見た。ちょっと待って、なんだっけ。これはちょっと知らないとね。It's a bit embarrassing. カエサル。勝った。いや、
来た見た、やっちゃった。
ぶっ殺した。Yeah, exactly.
Well, even if you go back to the Bible, it's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One, two, three.
なんだっけ。ちょっと待って。I did this prayer all the time for 6 years and I forgot. ちょっと待って。 父と子と聖霊の御名によって三位一体ね、
yeah.
父と子と聖霊の御名によってで三位一体だからそう三つで一つとかね。いやーね、やっぱ急だと思い出せないことありますよね。しかもちょっとレコーディング中ってやっぱちょっと緊張してるから。
No, that's a lie. That's a lie. You're not.
You're that's not, an excuse.
That's an excuse. You're not nervous, but that's they were two hard examples.
言い訳でございます。
You know, they were.
まあまあね。
You know, my examples was I couldn't say a cup of coffee. You were unable to say Julius Caesar's quote.And also the Bible. That's quite tough. That's tough.
No, but I was like saying that prayer for like every day for six years、mm. when I was in high school.
Yeah.
And junior high school. So I should have been able to say that smoothly.、
Mm.
But でももう like after 20 years,、
mm.
yeah, now I realize it's been 20 years since I graduated. So
it happened
already a long time ago.、Mm.そうだから高校生中高生の頃はねカトリックの学校に行ってたので、うん、父と子と聖霊の御名によってアーメンっていうお祈りをやってたんですよ、うん、学校で、yeah. だけど気づけば高校私も37だから高校卒業して20年経つわけですよね、yeah. それはちょっとスッと出てこなくなっても仕方ないのかなというねあの学校でお世話になった先生ごめんなさい
It's fine.
という感じですけれども
butIn terms of a Catholic spirit, a Christian spirit, would you forgive me for my falling mistake?
Sure. Forgive others as you forgive yourself.
Yeah, because I made a bad mistake because you mentioned a Japanese comedian and I didn't realize it was a man.
私がとある芸人さんの名前を言って男性だと気づかなかったってことがありました?
Let's listen.And, you know, looking at that example before, from, what was her name, the comedian, Eiko?
Kano Eiko-san.
Kano Eiko-san.、Mm-hmm. You know, it was ramen, tsukemen. You could say soba. You know, that would be the rule. That would be the rule. That's noodle, noodle, noodle. But yeah, because yeah, yeah. she breaks it and says...
He.
Oh, forgive me. He. Because he breaks it.
Yeah. Because ikemen is like, I'm
that's
a cruel
true,
guy.
Of course, yeah.
yeah.いやいや、僕イケメン。
I just when I heard Eiko, I thought Ko, sorry.
Ah, no, no, Eiko.
Eiko, sorry.
It's a name for a guy. やべ、あの Eiko さん。
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So, Kano Eiko, Kano Eiko U, Kano Eiko.
Kano Eiko さん、それはね、Kano Eiko さんを知らなかったら、確かに外国の人が聞いたら絶対わからないと思う。Kano Eiko。
I thought I just Eiko. When I heard Eiko,、mm. I was thinking, okay, it's probably Igiris no A and Hiroko, Setsuko, Yoko no Ko.
Kodomo no Ko. So I. Yeah, so. Eiko って大抵の外国の人は最初に聞いたら思っちゃうと思うし、Eiko さんっていうお名前自体もそんなにね、あの、よくある名前でもないからね、mm. それは It's not your fault. It's not your mistake. I should have explained.Further.
Such a strong so, forgiving, such a Christian attitude, thank you.
そうですね。ぜひ、あの、他人を許しなさいということで。いやいや、許すも何も全然ね、そんな大きなミステイクではないとも思いますしね。ただ、カノエコさんごめんなさいというところですね。
Yeah.
もしこれ聞いてくださってたらね。
You may have noticed all those clips were from the Rule of Three episodes.
全部これ3の法則…エピソードからなんだこの間違いたちは、mm. What happened when we recorded that episode?
I don't know. I think it was the cake.
それがケーキの時ね。やっぱねあのケーキが届いてるのに Uber の人が迷子になってるっていうので BJ はめちゃくちゃ焦ってたみたいで、そういうことにしときましょう。Yeah. その緊張感が私も伝わっちゃったってことにしときましょうかね。
But when we were explaining Rule of Three and how you can use Rule of Three in terms of comedy, I talked about one joke I have about the Singaporean Merlion. And then we had a very nice chat about disappointing famous places.
シンガポールマーライオンのことを話しましたね。
Mm.
あの実際に行ってみてがっかりする観光スポットをまあ私はそんながっかりじゃないと思ったけどな、mm. BJ はがっかりのか。
Yeah. Well, let's listen to that conversation.
Okay. So what did you say there?
I'm talking about the Singapore merlion.
Mm-hmm.
And the Singapore merlion is in Zensikanka Sekai Daisan Gakkari Meibutsu.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Singapore merlion. Was it Brussels? Shoben Kozo. I say Singapore merlion, Shoben Kozo, and Star Wars Episode 1.
I see.
That's the joke.
But merlion in Singapore is nothing really disappointing, I thought.
It's terrible. I don't know. Anyway, it's just a...
No, that's a big... I think, in Rome, the mouth of truth.
Oh, yeah.
Audrey Hepburn puts her hand in. It's very small. It's very...
Likewise, Mona Lisa was terrible.
Mona Lisa's bad.
I liked it.
Also, you've already mentioned it, but the Mizaru...
Yeah.
Mizaru Kikazaru. Yeah. It's really...
It's a beautiful place, but that's just such a small...
Small drawing,
part.
Right? Yeah.
Anyway.
I also noticed, I was asked how to get to Shibuya by foreign tourists. And, the person was asking, where is the famous big statue of a dog? And I was saying, it's famous, but it's not that big.
You have to manage their expectations.
Yeah. It's like this. Because it's actually very small, isn't it?
Yeah. Not only is it very small, it's surrounded by salarymen smoking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's not a good thing. I think that the smoking area...
Has it moved now? Yeah, there's been a lot of change. Yeah. Okay. So we were saying how maybe the Mona Lisa, Hachiko, all these places are maybe slightly disappointing. Do any of our listeners have any other famous landmarks they've been to see and been a little bit... Chotto monotarinai. If you have, let us know.
これをお聞きの皆さんも海外の有名なスポットで行ってみたらそうでもなかったっていうのがあったら教えてくださいね。私モナリザはね別にそんながっかりスポットだと思わなかったけれども、ハチ公に関してはもうさっきのクリップでも言ってるかもしれないんですけども、ハチ公に関してはね道を尋ねられた時にね、Where's a big dog statue って言われて。そうそう、
yeah.
何のこと言ってるのか分かったんだけれども決して大きくはないですよっていうことを先に伝えたっていうことなので、はい、皆さんもねがっかりスポット世界で感じた瞬間があったら教えてください。
Anyway, that was our 90th episode and as always we want to say a big thank you to all our listeners for your support.
はい、ということで外資系裏技英語90回そろそろ終えたいと思いますけれどもいつも番組聞いてくださる皆さん本当にありがとうございます。
And we hope to see you again here next week for episode 91.
はい、ということでついに91ちょっとで100回までのカウントダウンの段階に入りますけれどもね、また来週第91回のエピソードでお会いしましょう。
And as always, on these episodes, on these landmark episodes, we like to finish off with a music section.
いつもこの何十回記念の時って最後に歌って終わってましたっけ?
Okay, and tell me, we're going to start, before we get to you singing, we're going to start with a little bit of a chat about K-pop and your love of the band SHINee.
え、何?待って、今日も今回も音楽をお届けして、音楽というかね、多分誰かが歌うんでしょうけれども、音楽をお届けして終わりにするのですが、私が好きなアイドルグループについてお話しするんですよ。しましたね。はい。
So, thank you very much for listening. Enjoy Ishii Terumi singing us.
こちらもまた3の法則のエピソードからです。私が歌っておりますので、はい、そちらをお聞きいただきながらお別れです。皆さん、それではまた来週お会いしましょう。さようなら。
バイ
バイ。
I like SHINee. I like BTS. I like K-pop.
Why do you know I like SHINee?
You like SHINee? I don't know. I saw SHINee once.
Where?
Live.
No, where?
At the MTV Music Awards.
No! Why? Eh, 本当? Nande?
Yeah.
Why were you there?
You know, we were doing a basically, I was working for Grand Theft Auto, which is a video game with music in it. And we were doing a collaboration with MTV. I was in Japan for a business trip. And the guy at MTV said, do you want to go to the MTV Awards? I went all the way to Makuhari Messe.
Uh-huh.
And I saw Lady Gaga, who was amazing.
Uh-huh.
And then I saw about 20 other bands I'd never heard of.
Okay. One of them was SHINee?
One of them was SHINee.
But why do you remember you saw SHINee?
Because I think when they came out was the point I decided to leave.
No! Why did you put SHINee?
Well, there? I was trying to just think of K-pop bands.
Did you know that I like SHINee?
I thought you liked
Oh really?
The Beatles. No, I thought you liked 80s music.
Beatles も 80s music も好きだけど I actually like K-pop so much.
Oh really?
But it was SHINee that brought me into K-pop, which was almost 10 years ago. So I've been their fan for 10 years. I thought you know it. Knew it. Really? What a coincidence.
What a coincidence.
What a coincidence. Oh my goodness. Yes, yeah, SHINee is my favorite K-pop group. すごいびっくり.
Okay.
超びっくり. Wow.
Tip 4.
感動した. Tip 3 で全然関係ないことで盛り上がってしまいました. はい。 皆さん、SHINee素敵なのでぜひ聞いてみてください。 ダンスが素敵なのでぜひね、 please watch their performance.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you realize now we're in the 80s? We're in your favorite decade, the 80s.
Don't stop believing. ちょっと80年代代表曲が Don't Stop Believing かはちょっとよくわかんないですけど、私は80年代音楽大好きなのでね。 Yeah, I love the era, 80s.
Number three, we are going to talk about the power of three.
The power of three. セリーヌ ディオンの The Power of Love みたいに歌ってみたけど、多分ちょっと今音を外したので。
Yeah.
まあ、外さなくても誰も伝わらなかったかもしれないですけども。 The Power of Love, Power of Three, Power of Three.
Yeah.
Number three には、 3 という数字にはパワーがあるんですね。 You know, I'm gonna do Sesame
Street.
Where the three has no name だね。